A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Utah Weekly Forum. I'm your host, Rebecca Cressman. Oh, it's going to be a dramatic interview today. Joining me today, the chief of all that is creative and the founder of Dramafy, Elizabeth Hansen. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Rebecca. It's nice to finally speak to you.
It is. You know, I heard about you creating a company that was going to be all about bringing stories to life over a year ago. And so do me a favor. Tell us about what Dramafy is, how it started as an idea, and take us through the story of Dramafy.
It's Dramafy. And Dramafy is this brainchild of my co-founder Kenneth Harris and myself, and we came up with this a couple of years ago. I've been in the entertainment business as an actress and a writer, a producer, a director, pretty much everything, because you know you can't do anything one thing in the arts and make a living.
You got to be a triple threat, is from what I understand.
As many threats as possible. You just keep threatening people. So anyway, I had just produced my musical adaptation of An Enchanted April back off Broadway, and it had just not only exhausted me, but it was really expensive. And I just came home and I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't afford it. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it, and then I thought, you know what? You know what is cost effective and just as creatively fulfilling and satisfying is radio, is audio. You don't have to have the costumes. You don't have to have the sets. And you can show up in your underwear. It's great.
Hey, you're giving the secret out, Elizabeth. You're giving the secret out.
I am.
For those who've been wondering if we've been broadcasting in our underwear all these years.
And you have, haven't you?
Well, it's always a part of the picture.
Somewhere in the picture, there's underwear.
There's underwear.
So anyway, we decided to bootstrap the company, which is an adventure in itself. And we launched last July. And what Dramafy is, and if you're listeners who remember old-time radio, which, you know, was what everybody listened to before television, and actually even afterwards, because the BBC has never stopped producing radio stories or radio or audio dramas, whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of different nomenclatures out there for them. But what we basically have created is a streaming service for audio dramas, and audio dramas are basically movies without pictures. So it's fully cast, fully scripted, fully sound designed, and your imagination provides the picture.
I got to just say this, that for those who may have been born post-1960 and forward, you don't have the same tradition as the generation that was born in the 1920s and 1930s. And if you talk to grandparents and or great-grandparents, et cetera, or even in the 1940s, it really was the key point of the day. You would gather around radios at that point. They weren't 3 inches by five. They were much larger. And they would sit around the radio and listen to stories. And those, you know, behind the scenes, the production houses, they would, employ talented actors, very similar to you, Elizabeth, that could do so many different things and create sound effects. And they were absolutely phenomenal. And I love the idea of radio as a storytelling device because I think imagination is wonderful. So when you're hearing the story and hearing the voices and some sound effects, but then your mind is filling in the blanks, I think that makes it that much more of a creative project. So I needed to just kind of get that out there, that it really is an extraordinary art form.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you interjected that, because that's what we're finding is that, and what is really amazing is this resurgence or renaissance of audio drama. And it started with podcasting. You know, remember 10, 15 years ago when podcasting first came out, nobody knew what the heck that was. And it's like, what's a podcast? And what happened with podcasting is it reignited audio. It reignited listening as opposed to being glued to a screen. And so what also happened at the same time is creators said, hey, let's go back to this amazing tradition of audio stories like we did. Because there's so, you know, film and theater is very expensive. And trying to break into the business is almost impossible. And there's so many wonderful, talented people and creators out there that, you know, in our in Dramafy's altruistic side, we wanted to create a space where really talented creators could market their wares and be discovered. And it's a perfect place for new stories. I mean, we have almost 80 shows on there now, over 1,000 episodes on Dramafy now, and no two stories are alike. Well, we do have a couple of Christmas carols. Everybody wants to do a Christmas carol, but no two stories are alike. And I listen to these and I go, oh my gosh, the imagination that these creators have is extraordinary. So the best way and the easiest way to think of Dramafy is Netflix for audio dramas.
Ah, there you go. What a great description, Elizabeth.
That's the best way to think about it. Because, and remember, 15 years ago, nobody knew what the heck streaming video was. Nobody knew what Netflix was. It was like, to get your movies and stuff, you either went to Blockbuster or Hollywood Video. And then this new upstart came along called Netflix. And then you could go online and order a DVD to be delivered to your mailbox. And then all of a sudden, you could stream these. And it was like, what's streaming? I don't understand this. And so it's just kind of this new, it's not a new technology, but it's just a new use of an old technology that's, and an old art form, like you said, that's coming back to life. And it's really exciting. It's really exciting.
Right. And, you know, podcasts, they do, you know, I don't want to use a cliche, you know, but they run the gamut. In other words, there are podcasts that are informational and educational and news centered. And there are podcasts that are, you know, that go back over murder mysteries, right? I mean, there's so many types as well. And they can be anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes or 25 minutes, whatever that length is. But people suddenly, by having more smartphones, they have this incredible audio device in their hand. And, you know, available exactly. To them. So audio and video is just so much more available to us back when, you know, as compared to even in the 1980s, where you'd have to go right back to the house and to watch something on TV and, you know, VCRs, et cetera, were just being developed. So you have, and for those who've just joined us, this is Elizabeth Hansen of Dramafy, who has, as you use the term bootstrapped, created a new, shall I say, like, well, I don't want to say streaming service. Is that a correct way? Or a streaming
that's
library?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. Right now, we're a subscription streaming service where you can listen to all these audio dramas 24/7. In the next couple of months, we're going to introduce Listen Free with ads. We don't have that technology in place right now because we are bootstrapping. And, you know, technology is expensive and it's fickle. So we can only do what we can do as fast as we can do it. But, I mean, it's really, it's also, if I may say, it's extraordinarily affordable. It's like $4 a month.
Wow.
Right now we've got a promo going until, you know, the 1st of January where it's $25 for a year. So, and I mean, and it's really good stuff. And the thing that's also really important that I want to mention with Dramafy is that we're a curated service, which means that we're choosing shows to be on the platform that are good for all audiences. So, I mean, we will. It's not like it's you know, Disney, quote unquote Disney, but you're not going to hear content that's going to that's going to be explicit, that's going to have bad swear words. So if your kids are in the back seat, you know, your grandkids are in the back seat, you're not going to have the F-bomb coming over the speaker as you're listening to the stuff. And that was really important to us, because as I was doing my due diligence, as we were putting this whole thing together, it's the Wild West out there. You don't know what you're going to hear and what you're going to find. So that was really important for us, in that we don't want to censor anybody. We just say, look, if you want to have your stuff on Dramafy, you've got to tell it in a respectful manner and a thoughtful manner, so that families can listen. Because quite frankly, the more ears that can listen, the more your stuff's going to get out there. So, and that's what everybody wants. That's what all creators want, is they want people to listen to their stuff. Well, then create it for the largest, broadest audience. And that's what we've done.
Wow, I love that. Family-friendly audio and entertainment. And, okay, I'm going to admit this. I started to browse the main page. I'm using my smartphone right now. And I went to Dramafy, that's FY.com. And right off the top, there's a show called Tower 4. And then Sleeping Beauty and A String of Pearls. And it reminded me of how, you know, a lot of people are doing traveling back and forth. They're in their cars and they're wondering, you know, how do we entertain the family, and audiobooks. This would be extraordinary to be able to plug right in, to your car and listen together as a family. So are these producers, those who have produced shows like Tower 4 and Sleeping Beauty, are they local storytellers, or are they coming from all around the world?
They're actually coming from all around the world. Most of them are from the U.S., but we have a couple of, there's one called The Greenland Chronicles, which is from England. And they're just charming, because they're all really kind of fantasy, English fantasy kind of things. So we have all of our, we produce our own exclusive content as well. String of Pearls is one of them. But most of them are all produced all around the country from independent producers. And they're great. I mean, we've got the stuff that we've got on there, I'm just so thrilled about. So, yeah.
You know,
from everywhere.
You mentioned English fantasy, and for just a minute, my mind went to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And, you know, how fantasy stories from any country can literally capture the imagination of generations. Tell us a bit about the storyline of A String of Pearls.
String of Pearls is one of my shows that it was the first one that I did. And also, we got this idea right before COVID hit. And so we went into the studio and recorded the first season of A String of Pearls. And The String of Pearls is sort of a Valentine, if you will, to my mother and her friends. It's a story about five women who were on the home front during World War II. And in fact, I'm just writing season two of A String of Pearls, which takes place all in 1943. And it's just this lovely look at the women whose men went to war and kind of how they dealt with it back here on the home front. It's a lovely piece.
Mm, and you're writing this story as well, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Oh, see, how fun is. You know, for those who are not in the performance industry, and I am not, I use that term triple threat. And of course, that was referring to someone who can sing and dance and act all at once. So nothing about danger when it comes to Elizabeth Hanson, calling her a triple threat. So that is fantastic. And how are other creators finding Dramafy in order to submit their work?
Well, right now it's a couple of ways. We've been to a couple of podcast and audio drama conferences, so we're meeting people that way. I have, as we were kind of gearing up to launch, I was scouring the internet and finding content that was appropriate for us, and literally just emailing them. That's how we got the first 30 or 40 shows, just emailing them and saying, hey, we'd like to host your content. And the cool thing about Dramafy is, and a lot of your listeners may not be aware of this, but when people put their content up on Apple Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio, rarely do they make any money with their stuff. They put it up, and they put it up for free. And that just hurts my heart, because I know how much I wanted to. I want a T-shirt that says, and this is not dissing anybody, the work of anybody who does a podcast. But really, a podcast is a person with a microphone and a great idea, and that's about it. And then somebody they can interview, or they just start talking. But audio drama, you've got to have a script, and you've got to have actors, and you've got to have a sound engineer and a sound designer. And so there's cost involved, and it's a lot of work. And so I want a T-shirt that says, podcasting is easy, audio drama is hard. Because it is. I mean, it's a lot more cost effective than doing a film, but it still costs money.
Well, and you know what's interesting is that during the pandemic, and in my vantage point, of course, working on the air in music radio, we were so brutally aware, I shall say, of the loss of live theaters, the loss of live performances. And not only did that mean that the general public wasn't able to go and enjoy these incredible artistic venues by and large, but it meant that musicians were unemployed. It meant, right, that performers and composers, it trickled all the way down to these individuals whose lives depend on the entertainment industry. And, you know, it really was very hard on our hearts, because we know so many of us believe it's so important to have these kind of creative areas of our life that we explore, whether it's a musical or whether it's a concert performance, whether it's pop or whether it's opera, and you know, whether it's live theater or whether it's a film. I mean, all of this is just so important for us. So when for those who say, hey, you know what, I do cherish entertainment and storytelling and the creative energies that all of these people are putting in, creating the audio dramas. So your subscription to Dramafy helps you understand that you're supporting, right, these artists and these producers.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Because we're the only company out there that revenue shares with their content creators. So the more people listen to these episodes of the creators, the more of that revenue share that we put aside, they get. And, you know, it might not be very much, but I'll tell you, it's a lot more than what Spotify's giving them, because Spotify doesn't give them anything.
Yeah.
Spotify, you know, the business model of these larger companies is get one or two really famous people, pay them a stupid amount of money to get people to their site. And so you've got a half dozen people who are making hundreds of millions of dollars, yet their platform is full of really fabulous content that nothing ever trickles down to. So, and I just find that shall I use the word immoral? I don't know. Maybe I just don't think it's fair.
Unethical, right? So, yes.
Unethical. I mm-hmm. like that one better.
Especially because there's so many people who are listening to it and enjoying it. And I love this idea. You know, I'm not an actress. Unfortunately, people have cast me in productions before, and they find out I'm not very good at acting. I voice, but I have been in a couple radio dramas. And I absolutely, you know, loved that experience. The fact that there were 70 people that were behind the scenes involved, lending talents as actors or as producers or as editors or as composers, and bringing that one piece together, just extraordinary. And so I do better in bit parts, Elizabeth, if you need me.
I'll remember that.
Keep it simple.
I'll remember that.
Maybe someone on the, you know, a train station announcing the next departure time, something like that. But I know we've got about 5 minutes together. And for those who've just tuned in and joined joined us. This is Elizabeth Hansen. She's the founder and creator of Dramafy. You can find it at dramafy.com. It is a streaming service that is bringing back the idea of old-time radio shows and radio dramas or audio productions. You don't need the visual to hear these incredible stories that have been produced by wonderful writers and producers. It's dramafy.com. There is a monthly subscription fee. I'm wondering, since I have a few minutes with you, what other recommendations? We're coming into the new year. What are some of, I don't want you to, I know you've got 1,000 titles, but what are some off the top that you think we should start with for those who go to dramafy.com and want to hear some audio dramas? What's some recommendations from you, Chief?
Okay, so I'm going to be, this is going to be a shameless plug for my own stuff. Just a couple of my own titles, and then I will go to a couple of other titles. First of all, you mentioned Tower 4. Tower 4 is incredible, and it's one of those extraordinarily simple productions. There's only two people in it, but it's about a guy who wants to who needs some seclusion because he wants to write a book. So he takes a job with the Forest Service to be in a tower, a watchtower in a national forest. He watches for forest fires. And crazy fantasy, science fiction weirdness occurs. So, I mean, it's just, and he's all isolated all by himself. Pardon me, the only person he can talk to is another tower watcher over the radio. And it's really well done. Everybody that I've talked to absolutely loves that. Another one is Relativity. It's another science fiction. It's about a guy who is on a spaceship, and there's a catastrophic event, and he's the only one left in the spaceship, and he's floating out in space, and it's just again like two people. This guy that's in a floating can somewhere, and a woman in mission control who's trying to figure out how to fix it. It's great. I got to talk about another one called Brass. And I am a big steampunk fan. I love anything steampunk. This is a Victorian steampunk action adventure show. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So those would be like off of the top of my head. There's another company that we just connected with called Pod Plays, and we've got three holiday shows from them. And if you like Hallmark movies, you will love My Thanksgiving Soldier. Santa's Furry Helper, and the newest one we just got, which is A Christmas Prayer. And A Christmas Prayer doesn't sound like, it's about a horse whose name is Prayer. And they're just charming. They're very charming.
Well, and we're going to look forward to more of these stories. You mentioned the BBC, and I happen to at one point live in Canada, and it's important for the arts. And here in the States, we do have public television, and public radio as well. But it really does take support from all different parties to be able to keep things that are storytelling on the air and available. Those are
absolutely
government agencies, right, and funded, but it does take like a commitment on our sort to make sure that we keep these artistic forms a part of our life. So, all right, you've given us some titles to look for at Dramafy.
I got to mention one more.
You bet.
This is so near and dear to my heart. It's called The Absolutely Positively True Adventures of Babe the Dog. And it's about my Labrador retriever that I had to send to heaven in 2016, and her adventures kind of going back and forth in heaven and on earth and remembering. It's just this wonderful, it's kind of geared towards kids, but adults that have listened to it, it's lovely.
Okay. So tell us the title again. Give us the title again.
Yes. The Absolutely Positively True Adventures of Babe the Dog.
Oh, and I'm a dog lover, so that'll probably be the first one that I listen to as well. Where can we find you on social media?
That's a good question. I am not a social media person, but I think if you at at Dramify Audio is, I believe, our handle. My social media person is going to smack me in the face.
No, you know what? I am looking right now on Facebook, and I am seeing Dramify, Dramafy. So look that up. You'll get some kind of teases and links to some of the audio dramas that are on this new streaming service. So your social media person is on it. Dramify, that's with FY at the end, and the website is dramify.com. And I did notice that there's a kids and family section if you want a shortcut to ones that might be even specifically targeted to the youngsters in your life. Elizabeth Hansen, I am so excited that we finally got to connect. Congratulations. Here we are 6 months, 7 months since you've launched, 6 months maybe, and over 1,000 titles. Congratulations, yep. Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. And Rebecca, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your support and for letting us sit here and gab for 25 minutes about something that I absolutely adore.
And the magic of storytelling. I'm an avid reader and lover of stories, not only a radio professional. So I love what you're doing. Dramify.com. Elizabeth Hansen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.